When Election Day rolls around in November, Marylanders will be able to cast their ballots at their regular polling places and will have to request mail-in ballots if they want to vote but don't want to do so in person. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports.
The plan that Governor Larry Hogan announced Wednesday is a departure from the June primary when all registered voters were mailed ballots. This time, voters will get applications for mail-in ballots. Senate President Bill Ferguson says that's an unnecessary hurdle. And he says local elections officials worry about processing ballot applications while also preparing to open polls.
I think it's certainly going to require personnel, safety precautions, and PPE distribution. We know that a lot of our election officials are retirees and fall into categories of highest risk.
In a letter to the State Board of Elections, Hogan pointed out that many voters received incorrect ballots or none at all before the June primary. Thousands spent hours waiting in line to vote. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.